original sin. Western organized religion really likes the doctrine of original sin. If you're born a sinner and you can only be saved by attending services and donating to the church, you are a spiritual cash cow for the preachers. That said, I do think that Jesus is a very important historical figure who made a great contribution to our understanding of ourselves and our environment. But I'm not born again, and I don't believe Jesus is the Son of God any more than anyone else is descended from a god. I don't believe in belief. I'm more inclined toward the scientific method, but I don't really believe in that either. But I do think that modern social sciences support many of the teachings attributed to Jesus. And I have sympathy for Christians. I think most of them contribute a lot to the well-being of the people. But I still think that supporting the doctrine of original sin is a major strategic error. And religious organizations who support the original sin idea are trading short-term gain for long-term pain. They say politics is downstream from culture. Could it be that economics is downstream from religion? Is the doctrine of original sin the model for the national debt scam? Instead of original sin, it's original debt. But both the sin and the debt variations of the theme are very lucrative. Think about the message being sent to children. Poor children are born with original debt, and rich children are born with original wealth. Here's my translation of the original sin message for poor kids. We got a lot of things for you to do. Then maybe we'll be nice to you. If you don't buy what we sell, you're probably gonna rot in hell. Here's my translation of the original sin message for rich kids. You're gonna be doing fine. You know your check's already signed. You know you got immunity. Guaranteed prosperity. The original sin message is a recipe for conflict and division. Here's my take on a rational thing to say to children. All you boys and girls, welcome to the world. Tell us what you want to do. We'll try to help you make it true. The rational message for children is the recipe for peace and prosperity. Perhaps we're all born with programming that the gods have designed. Most of us want to grow the universe in a positive direction. It's best not to oppose the will of the gods without a very good reason. Now, it may be true that a few unfortunate people are born with criminal tendencies written into their genes. Maybe a selective form of original sin is built right into biology. Humans aren't the only creatures practiced in violence and deceit. But it doesn't matter whether crime is driven by genetics or behavioral problems. Crime still does not pay. I think it's probable that supporting the doctrine of original sin is a sin. Always and everywhere, freedom works. Slavery sucks.